Blog Talk Radio.
On the line, and one is Robert from Florida, and the other is Bill from Indiana. We are brought to you by PatriotFamilies.com. That's www.PatriotFamiliesWithAYS.com. Want to welcome Rod and Yola to the chat room. I know that I've got you guys on. Hello, Bill. How's it going? And
it's
hopefully they're having issues too. Blog Talk Radio is a mess right now because Yola couldn't get sound. She logged in 3 or 4 times in and out to try to get sound. So I don't know. If you guys want to type in what you're hearing, she said just the music, and it was coming clear to us, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was to me.
Yeah, so I don't know what happened to you guys. I know Robert's with us. How are you today, sir, and was the music okay for you?
The music was fine. I can hear you all perfectly.
Okay. Yeah, because it's clear as a bell, and everyone's typing in hello, Bill and Robert, so that's cool. And also, it's weird because yeah, as long as my voice is sounding good and you guys' voice are sounding good, it could be just something going on with the music coming through their computers because it was coming through great here, you know. I don't know. It's very weird. And because my, you know, if we're not breaking up on vocals, then we should be okay on just our voices. So we'll see. Oh, good. Yalis' sound is good. You guys got to tell me because I don't know. I'm not in your living room. So. All righty, Bill, go ahead and rant.
Oh, it's time to play Let's Pick a Scandal. Oh, my gosh. We've got two involving the EPA, at least 3 involving the IRS.
Yes.
We've got Benghazi. We've got Holder and Fast and Furious. And we have 3 or 4 others that are along financial lines. And...
Oh, yeah.
We get to hear today during the IRS investigation that if you file for a 501c, it's your own fault.
Yeah, exactly.
Where do we find our politicians? I mean, my gosh. Could the guy be any dumber?
Yeah. Do you know where they the higher up politicians come from? They come from the Council on Foreign Relations, according to G. Edward Griffin. And it sounds to me like that's probably very true. These people are hatched. They're not. I don't even think born. They're hatched.
Oh, yeah. And there's an interlinking thing between the Bilderbergs and the CFR and the Trilateral Commission and
IMF, UN.
They're all linked together through the UN and
right.
We're just
well,
playing the game.
You know, I was typing in earlier. Of course, you couldn't tell because you were still over at Patriot Family site. And we were talking about, you know, trying to promote our shows. I've only got two people in with me in the chat room right now. I try to send them out. I do the best I can. We don't have the kind of money that we need to get advertising for these shows. And the thing is, Bill, our country's so screwed up. We are so hosed right now that things are getting so dicey. If we don't get our audience pulled together, you know, and I know Glenn's got a huge audience, but I think we need to get the rest of them out there that don't all listen to Glenn, but will listen to us. You know what I'm saying? We need to start spreading all the words out there and all the messages that we need to get out there because, like he was saying, he says they've got the caliphate on one hand. You've got just the drones and the sheeple trying to survive, right? And then you've got the control freaks like either Russia or Asia or the Bilderbergs and the people we just spoke about in the frickin' UN. And that's three factions right there. There should be the fourth one. Nobody is standing up for liberty. Nobody is out there in that camp. Well, we better find our camp soon and start dragging people into it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'd rather be dragged in there than to a FEMA one, if you get my drift.
Well, let's face it, we're seeing the worst of government there ever was.
In our history, just about, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I mean, transparency depends on what you're looking through, I guess. Because it sure isn't in the government. Every time we turn around, it's something that's hidden. Something's been, you know.
Sure.
And Dick Carney, you're not throwing a fit because he's called a paid liar. Everybody who's ever held that job was a paid liar.
Well, you know what? They can try to vilify ISA all they want. I don't care anymore. And when they start targeting like the Solominsky tactics, you know, then you know you've got them by the what we call the short hairs, because then they start squirming, and you're making a difference. And I'm applauding ISA. I've heard several people say today and yesterday that he's not hard enough on these guys, and I'm like, amen, because they would have to put duct tape over my mouth because I'd start getting real down and dirty with them all. And that would have been 4 years ago because I've had it with these people. It's disgusting. They're completely run amok. They do not understand the rule of law. They don't care. They don't care about the Constitution. They sure as heck don't care about we the sheeple. They look at us like ATM machines or little colonized ants, and you know how that goes. They're Fabian socialist nonsense. And their philosopher king attitude. That's what's going on here. So, you know, and I'm for one, and I'm sure you get it. And I've, like I said, I've got through only four chapters of that Jekyll Island one, and I'm fit to be tied. I'm fit to be tied. You know,
it's amazing. I wish there was a way that you could get the people in the colleges, that should be a standard reading book.
Oh my Lord, they should put it up there. Like the old Soviet did with Pravda and forced them to read it, literally. You know, I mean, I'm not trying to be mean, but you know what I mean? Just say, God, you guys, if you want a grade, you got to get through this. You got to do a book report. You got to do something. Oh, absolutely. I mean, I have a whole list of things that I think should be required reading, believe me. And I think Bonhoeffer's one of them. That's one of them. Road to Serfdom's another one. And that one that I read on Lenin, Stalin, and Hitler, wow. I'm serious. That's like will open up anybody's eyes and scare you to pieces. And you see what's coming. And what Glenn was talking about today with this Syria being the last linchpin that could be the catalyst of World War III, and it's going to be an ugly mess in our country. And these SOBs are trying to push amnesty. That idiotic Gang of Eight. I was ready to fit to be tied ever since they started this. Every time they open their mouths. I don't listen to them. I send Numbers USA stuff. I send stuff on my own. you know, because I'm fighting this. They're crazy. They're absolutely crazy.
Our government does not understand what a number means. They deal in fake numbers so much, or they assume numbers. I'm not one who does the assuming of numbers. I look and I read.
And as long
as that debt clock, I've said it, as long as that U.S. debt clock is spinning the way it's spinning, we are spending money. There's no reduction in spending. And any politician out there who claims that they've cut this or that, if that clock hasn't stopped spinning, he's a damn liar.
Right, but the other thing...
All they've done is less than how much they were spending.
There's no way to fix this until this whole system is upheavaled and start over again. You know that.
Well,
and
I got to tell you, amnesty's that path.
That's
economic destruction in a handbag.
That's true, but that's just one aspect of it. We've got the Agenda 20, and it's all tied together. But it's also, look, when you look at what they've done with the IMF and the UN and the global world banks and everything, this is mutual economic assured destruction. That's what it is. This is exactly what they've done. They've taken the old Cold War theories of, you know, well, you press your red buttons, we'll press ours. They've done the same thing with the monetary system. They have destroyed the globe on a global scale monetarily. Who the hell needs Soros when you got these clowns? Nobody. I mean, look what they've done, Bill.
Yeah, and you're speaking of George, who just gave a big donation to Chris Christie.
Oh, geez, of course.
Krispy
Kreme's a rhino from the get-go, please. Come on.
To me, him and McCain. I bought McCain since 2006.
McShame.
McCain
good God.
Was never, to me, I don't know who's, he's not on our side.
Oh, no, of course not.
Bill, I don't understand one thing.
I'm pretty sure his wife or him one, or if not both, have attended Bilderberg meetings before.
It wouldn't surprise me a bit. Well, we know the Clintons do. We know that Dobra Winfrey does.
John Kerry was, John Kerry was there last year.
Oh, yeah, you mean Lurch?
Yeah, imagine that. He was at the Bilderberg meeting last year, and now he's head of state.
Oh, yeah, and then, he's a traitor from the old days,
along
with Miss Fonda, and the Clintons, and the Timothy Geithners, and the rest of these clowns. Look, I mean, and the Goldman Sachs, you know that the banksters go there, and all the banksters come out of the Council on Foreign Relations, and Hitler is a champion of that place. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's the who's who of the evil, petty dictators on our planet. And we never should have gotten involved with the UN, the United Nations, or the League of Nations, whatever hell you want to call it, because it's evil. These people are Luciferian evil rats. That's it.
I do want to ask everybody to join in on this global Monsanto protest thing that's going on around the globe. Russia has come out against them.
Oh, you bet they are.
Oddly, that the only person that seems to be sticking by him is the U.S., and when you look at who in the U.S. government or
Bill Gates
is associated with the government is ranked in Monsanto.
Sure.
There's two lists that should be published for everybody to see. All those globally invested in carbon exchanges.
Yep.
And all those invested in Monsanto.
Wow. You know, because you've got all those the big wigs, and you got the Gates, of course, are heavily invested in it and promote this GMO nonsense because he's a eugenicist. He's also a communist because he's promoting Common Core, and Common Core is nothing but communism and propaganda. It's evil.
Take it one step further. He's pushing for you to get vaccinations, to have to get vaccinations.
Yeah, you want to know
another? This is a guy who's going around the globe preaching depopulation, and he's telling us he's invested in someone who poisons food, and he's invested in vaccines and stuff that who knows? I mean, I think more people die from them than die with them.
Yeah,
without them.
And you heard us yesterday on Ron's show. I mean, we were talking about, in fact, I think Glenn was talking today that Putin kept Kerry waiting 3 hours, and I had read something prior to that and talked about it on the show last night that Kerry was snubbed and the Obama machine is snubbed by Putin. They're ticked off at both of them because of this GMO nonsense. They don't like it. they do not like these this Monsanto and these herbicides and pesticides killing off the bee population, and they're going to have something to say about it. I'll tell you something. And
well, I'm
and,
hoping the rest of the world does wake up and have something to say about them.
Yeah, and here's the thing. What Glenn was talking about today, you want to connect some dots. He's talking about World War III and what it's going to look like. I'm seeing Russia. I don't know where China is on this mess, but I see Russia coming after us big time. I think they're not going to be our friends, and I think Syria, we're going to be into it, and this stupid McShane is going around hanging out with these known terrorists and deciding who's going to get armed and who isn't.
It is
a civil war in Syria.
We have no business in their civil war. We shouldn't be supporting either side.
And you know what I heard, Glenn? For the first time, and I don't know how long, because he used to poo-poo Ron Paul all the time, and he was talking today in front of Patrick Poole, one of these guys that knows all this stuff about global wars and caliphates and all this nonsense. And Glenn was sounding like Ron Paul saying, you know, we don't need to be nation building and we don't need to be getting involved with these foreign entities and foreign entanglements and just war after war after war. It's ridiculous. He sounded like Ron Paul or George Washington for that matter, because all those people were against that nonsense. They only went over there and fought the Muslims when they absolutely had to. It was not something they... Go ahead.
How did McCain just stick over there? How did he do
this
it?
Guy, and you know, and all this crap with Benghazi, you know that they were running weapons to Syria through Turkey. You know that's been going on for even longer than before Stevens was killed or even over
there.
They
don't want that to come out because they were arming Al-Qaeda and Hamas and Hezbollah and people like that. I mean, come on. They were arming terrorists. How's that?
Right.
Plain
and now
simple.
We got
they were arming. They have been arming terrorists. They did the same thing in Egypt with Egypt. They're doing the same thing.
I know, in
Tunisia.
And then today we get a photo op with stupid McShane and Glenn had it up there. And these guys were the people who he was a former Secretary of State himself. Can't remember his name now, but all these guys were on Glenn's show today looking at these pictures. Of McShane next to these Arabs, and some of these people were people that are known to have connections to terrorism, and this clown McShane and the rest of them are in charge of deciding who gets armed. The whole thing is ridiculous. These people, I mean, everybody that's running this country right now and our globe have got their heads in the wrong hemisphere, and we can figure that out. But they're doing it, you know. These people are not benevolent, and you have – the thing is, the leftists and the crazies, they don't think like you and me. They're not normal. You know what I'm saying? These people are crazy. The caliphates are crazy. The communists are crazy. The UN is. The Bilderbergers, the IMF, all of them, the banksters, the Illuminati, they're crazy.
They're drunk. They're drunk with power.
Oh, they're worse than that. I think they're diabolical.
Their designs
demonic.
For total wealth and total power are unlimited.
Mm-hmm.
It's the two greeds that's going to destroy the world, greed for wealth and greed for power.
People can't
find contentment.
No, I know.
They can have billions and zillions of dollars and all this and that, and they still can't find contentment. They want to control everybody else.
You know why? Because there's this giant hole in their soul because they don't know the Lord. Hello? I mean, it's pretty simple. And then they can't, that's what they're trying to fill it up with, Bill, is all this, you know, mammon and Babylon. That's what they're doing. They're crazy. And they're ruthless. They don't care. Yola's leaving. Sorry, Yo. We hate to see you go. God bless you. We'll get ready for tomorrow. Do a email blast, Yo. Try to get everybody on the page for tomorrow after Terry's show, maybe. Thursday. Sorry. I'm so used to just doing one. Adios. Good night. Be blessed, Yo. And stay with us, Rod. We've got an hour and 10 minutes, and I have nobody listening to me except y'all, but we can have fun. And so Rod Luke says, evil always wants to rule, and he was talking about the commies. I mean, if I can go back up and see what he was saying. I couldn't see it hanging there. Oh, yeah. Yo says, guys, I have to leave Bill and Linda. Let's discuss this on Facebook tomorrow. We could do that, too. I can't go back up because they keep typing. Hang in there. Anyway, so.
You know, we've done so much. And I'm hoping that all this stuff going on, that people wake up. But when the media refuses to report stuff.
I know.
Then the media is co-conspirators in the whole cover-up and covering
right.
up all these things. They are
sure.
co-conspirators, and we should be charging them as such. I
well,
understand that the owner of Fox News is invested with the Saudis and everything else, and we ain't going to get everything from there that we want.
Right.
Which is truth. We all seek truth, and truth is such a hard thing to come by in this country by our government for some reason. Whether it's
well,
our local governments or our
I
only
know.
Up to our federal. No one
I
wants
know.
To tell the truth.
That's for sure. I know that. No, they won't. There's just too much hidden stuff. I mean, we've been lied to. So, oh, come on, Bill. Look at this mess. And the, everything that I read, I learn more and more as to how bad it is. In fact, what I did read something on Facebook today, which corroborated what Ron was saying about Woodrow Wilson, that he... when he talked about being terrified of speaking above a whisper about the central banking and how evil it is because people get taken out when that happens. Now, I don't have a lot of money and I don't hold high office. So the only reason that Big Sis and the rest of these clowns want to take me out is just to shut me up. And even though my audience is small, and I'm sure that now in, what was it, Tennessee, the DOJ was talking, doing Sharia law and preventing people from speaking out against Islam. I'm telling you, if we don't stop this stuff today, where do you think it's going to lead? It's just going to get worse and worse and worse.
Well, yeah.
We're going to be praying in mosques pretty soon.
No, we're not. No, we're not. Not this girl.
Don't ever underestimate the public, Robert. Don't underestimate the people. Many times throughout history, a government has done just that, just to get crushed brutally.
Mm-hmm.
Bill, believe me, Bill, I'm trying to keep an upper chin, but you know, it's just, I'm going to battle.
Robert, think back to when you first started standing up and talking out. And look
I know.
More, and look at how many more people have done so since then.
Right.
It's coming. It's a slow thing, but it is coming.
I had a fight with my insurance company today. I wanted to lower my premium rates on my health care, right? And she found me a good plan, which I could afford. But then when she turned me over to this other girl, she goes, I'm trying to talk you out of it because we don't know what our prices are going to be in October. So I spit her, Bill. I said, well, what are you trying to tell me? In other words, you have an idea where it's headed in October, that if I brought it down to, let's say, $317 a month, you're going to, you know, in October, it's going to double and it's going to bring back my premium to the same thing if you want me to keep my insurance as is. Am I
wow.
correct? Hey,
well,
you know what?
She couldn't answer me. The average person is going to be paying, average couple will be paying $20,000 for life, for their health insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's just, Bill, I've been fighting this healthcare thing since I came in this town in 1994, and it's just like I've never seen it go so wild. So I know now where I stand in January, as January of 2014, most likely, my insurance will probably be between $600 and $700 a month. Now, what do I do? Succumb to Obamacare?
Well, what's anybody going to do, Robert? They're backing us into a corner.
Yeah.
And when the public wakes up to that, when the public starts seeing it's costing them, and when the public starts feeling the pain and realizing that there's nothing but lies being told to you, people, anytime anybody tells you the economy's looking better, look at that damn debt clock because it'll tell you the truth.
Yeah, but Obama lied because he said once the Obama health care law passed, your insurance premiums will not go up.
Yeah,
well,
he said you could stay with the company's plans too and stuff, but it ain't working out that way, is it?
No, it's not. He lied. He just blatantly lied. He lied through his teeth And now with this IRS scandal, you know, how would you might as well pay the fine. It's cheaper to pay the fine.
We have to look at that thing, Robert. He's a politician. Comes from politics.
Yeah.
Meaning bloodsucker.
Bloodsucker. Okay, Rod Luke has a question for Robert. When you call in, Robert, are you actually in Blog Talk Radio or are you just calling in the show?
I'm calling in while the Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
I'm calling. Rod, I'm calling. Go ahead, Bill.
You can dial the number 646-378-0321. You don't have to be in Blog Talk.
That's
just
right.
Just call that number.
That's right, and you don't have to be in chat room because basically he's not in chat. He's not even in this site area as a guest. So he doesn't need to be. When you call in, you just if something's wrong with your computer, you call that 646-378-0321. Anyone that would like to join us, call that one and you're in. You know,
we all called in to Ron's show last year from Delaney Creek Park. We all sat there, called in, put the phone on loudspeaker. We had no computer with us.
That's correct. It was great. It was absolutely great. Rod, are you coming with Delaney? Dude, you got to be there. You got to be there or be square.
We're looking to have a really good time. I have people like, are you going to come or doing this now? I said, actually, we're coming here for our vacation weekend. This is where we relax because we do that other thing the other 360-some days a year.
I know.
Lord. It's like down here in Florida, it's like another sunny day in paradise. It's like a vacation 24/7 down here.
Yeah, we got the same thing, but I live under tyranny. You should see what they're trying to do. I mean,
I
saw one of them California congresswomen on there today talking about global warming.
Oh, God. Oh, I missed that. Where was this?
It was on C-SPAN this morning.
Oh, my God. What were they doing? I can't take it.
She was just touting that we got to do something about global warming. It's destroying the Earth.
Oh, my God.
She had no concept. I'd love to have someone, any of these politicians, any of you elected officials that want to come on and argue with me about global warming, bring it on.
Oh, yeah,
When I get done with you, I'm going to show and expose you for the fools and the liars you are.
Wow. Oh, yeah, it's so horrible. This is one of the biggest hoaxes other than the Federal Reserve crap and the taxation. You know, like Ron was saying yesterday, people back then when they started saying they were going to have an income tax, the general populace knew that that didn't mean them, that they were not government employees, nor were they profit makers. They didn't own businesses and giant corporations or medium-sized corporations. That's not going to affect them. They were wage earners. They were being compensated for their time. It's ridiculous.
You have to watch out because these elected officials are going to protect their big lobby, the people who pay and lobby to them.
Right.
They're going to protect Big Pharma. That's why they're trying to hand Big Pharma total control over the medical marijuana stuff. It ain't come on, nobody spent more money against it.
You know what they're doing now?
If it becomes legal, it's going to crush Big Pharma.
Yeah, you know what they're doing?
Rather than let that happen, they want to keep their donations flowing.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Okay, besides, we're talking about Big Pharma. Let me get to that in a second. But the other thing that they don't want to lose their power, Bill, and the only way that they can keep their power is to keep the status quo, which is the Federal Reserve, which is the IMF, which is the income tax under the 16th Amendment, which is the frickin' IRS and the evil EPA and the rest of this garbage and all these huge government leviathans like HHS and DHS and TSA and as I always say at the end of it, the SOBs, because that's what they are. It is evil. This is so far away from the founder's vision. It's not even – you can't even see it on a Hubble telescope. That's how far away it is. This is what gripes my soul. And the other thing that they've been doing, they've been pushing all – when we just got done with our winter time here, they do this around usually October, November. especially here in California, and I'm sure they do other places. They push and push to get everybody to take their stupid flu shots. And you don't know whether it's got the H1N1 garbage in there or not. And they keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And this one lady, I went to the supermarket, and she's standing up there with all her signs, and she says, "Are you going to sign up for your flu shot?" And I says, "Oh, no. No, thank you." And she says, "Did you already have one?" I says, "No, and I don't plan on it." And she says, "Oh, you don't like needles?" I says, "I don't trust any of this stuff. I don't want it in my body." And then I turned and walked away. What they're doing now, they're stuffing this stuff down us on the television about the shingles vaccine. Oh, let me tell you, I did a little research on that one and told my sister about it. So she was going to get one. And I says, "No, don't do that." And then my mother today calls up. This is like a half hour before I started opening up Blog Talk Studio, because I went to the store to get my wine, which is why I'm talking too fast. Anyway, so she's trying to find out if her blood pressure medicine is done. And she gets, you know, those recorded phone call things. You know, you have to go through the menu. Well, the first thing they started pushing was the shingles shots. They wanted, this is how they answer the phone, and this was Savon Pharmacy. "You got to get your shingles shot, anti-shingles, if you've ever had chicken pox." I'm telling you, Bill, they're shoving it down people's throats. This is the eugenicist crowd, and people are so stupid, they don't get it. They just don't get it.
I argue with people all the time about it, and I'm like, you know, other than the broken bones in my back and stuff, other than that, I'm extremely healthy. I don't take no pills of any type.
Right.
And I eat what I've always ate my entire life. I'm a guy, though, that eats his vegetables and stuff all the time.
Yeah.
I also do some I've been doing some research and finding out almost everything that you're getting from a pharmaceutical company has a natural herb or something like
sure
that
they do.
That does the same thing. And it's usually a whole lot cheaper.
Why do you think they're trying to keep us from growing our own food and having homeopathic remedies?
Why do you think that they're trying to outlaw walnuts and stuff like that?
Absolutely.
Anything that has anything they can call medicinal, they want to outlaw. They want to patent it. Like
they
are the ones who created it. They created nothing. They created nothing. Look at their record. How many times every day you look at the TV and there's something, join this lawsuit against this drug or join this one against this one.
I know.
Side effects are worse than what you had to begin with.
Let me see if I can find this one. I saw it on Facebook, and it was also in my local paper, and this actually was last Thursday, almost a week ago. And this was about our California state bills move forward. It says, before the deadline, lawmakers take action on gun control and immigration licenses and all immigrant – this is driver's licenses. It says, several measures placing – additional controls on guns and ammunition. I'll get to that in a minute, and you won't believe what they're doing. And then it says, relaxing identification standards to grant driver's license to unauthorized immigrants. It's unbelievable what they're doing.
California is the lead way for Agenda 21.
I know.
Don't get out of there, Linda, because don't be surprised when the entire rest of the country turns on California and attacks them.
I agree. I know. It says, I'm going to read this one about the gun control. It says, lawmakers passed a series of firearms. Let's see if I can find the one. Something about, this creep.
Lawmakers violated the Constitution?
Yeah, this pro tem Senate President Daryl Steinberg, a Democrat of Sacramento, pushing the ban on detachable magazines. That's for semi-automatic rifles. He hasn't gotten to the handguns yet, but they will. That would close the loopholes in existing laws, keep firearms away from dangerous people. Well, who's going to decide who that is? And strengthen requirements for gun ownership. Oh, my God. This is how bad this is. And then they go, banning rifles that can be reloaded quickly with detachable magazines would not end gun violence, but that it would help these people. That's how they think. Oh, it's awful. Anyway, they also talked about – I can't find it in here, but it was on Facebook, and they were talking about making a $50 fine for not complying with something, or maybe it was an extra fee or tax on buying ammunition every time you get it, and you have to have a background check and possibly
buy ammunition.
To buy ammunition and get fingerprinted in the state of California. Do you know how many people are going to be driving to Las Vegas and to Yuma, Arizona from San Diego? A lot to go buy their stuff and bring it back across the border. Yeah, until they start putting border checks up. Oh, my God.
I don't get it. What do these people not understand by shall not be infringed?
They don't care. They're
shall
running
not be
amok-
infringed means you can't put a tax on it. Shall not be infringed means you can't block it in any way. Shall not
they're
be infringed it. Means you are not supposed to screw with it at all.
Yeah, in fact, in the city of Oceanside, I just got an email from my friend not too long ago today, and we're going to go to the meeting tomorrow after my show's over, and I'm going to be speaking on several issues. But one is these coneheads in this, just inside our city, this is all that it will affect, except that the other coneheads around the county have done the same thing. They're going to drive everybody who's a libertarian the hell out of this state completely. And they're talking about banning, you're going to love this, banning smoking in the outdoor areas of a restaurant. I mean, within 25 feet, it is absolutely ludicrous. It's like, well, you know, why did you have outdoor dining in the first place? Oh, for the ambiance, I guess, in the little patio and the sunshine. It's absolutely insane. And there's like five or six other cities along the coast who have done this already. Because they're completely crazy. They're starting to outlaw little fire rings on the beach. And if they don't outlaw them, they're going to say, oh, well, you'll get a permit or you'll pay a fee or something or a fine in order to use one. Or you have to stand. I mean, it's everything that I used to love about this state, it's going away anyway. So, you know, there's nothing to keep me here except pretty sunshine and a lot of progressivism. And tyranny.
Well, there's sunshine in other places.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it is perfect. The weather's gorgeous. It's great today. And I get to, you know, boogie board on the beach. But, I mean, believe me, no amount of boogie boarding and sunshine is going to keep me in this under this kind of absolute Stalinism. It's insane. It's absolutely nuts. It's getting, and it's getting
worse. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I can't just get away from my mom. I mean, she needs me. I don't want to put the burden on her and my sister, who has her own family to worry about, and her husband, and she's a nanny for this cute little kid that came over today. And so they have a big, huge, full life. And my mom's almost 91 years old. And, man, I want to stay here, you know. I mean, if it gets to the point where they're threatening to literally put me in jail for freedom of speech or my gun rights, then I'd have to go because I won't put up with that. I mean, that sounds like a really, really kind of a silly line in the sand, but it, you know, I guess that's it.
Well, the silliest thing we have left. What are you talking about?
I know it's not
silly thing. It's the only thing we have left. We don't have anything else left.
The problem is, these people, here in California, the last time we had an election, we lost everything. We lost the presidency. We lost certain things on my city council. We lost the mayor of San Diego. We lost everything in Sacramento. You know, we had a huge influx of Democrats on both assembly and state Senate people in Sacramento. So they've got the majority. They realized that Schmuckface got reelected in D.C., and they're doing exactly what Zero Obama has been doing with Derelict Holder and the rest of them, and pushing their steamroller fast as they can over us. And so Sacramento felt emboldened by this and thought, oh, well, now we've got our supermajority here and we've got this guy in D.C. We're just going to march forward and we're going to do everything we can, like Colorado and after the Newtown shooting, and we're just going to take advantage of this. That's what's going on. That's why
Well, you know, the scandals.
Well, that takes the rest of the country to stand up and say, no, we don't want not one single dime of our money going to California, who is purposely running themselves up the ladder debt-wise.
Yep. Well, not only that.
No, let them pay for it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
If they can't pay for it, let them live in squalor.
Let them fail. And they will. They will fail no matter what.
You know,
because
people from California, before anyone says anything, I live in southern Indiana, and the only damn thing you can grow that we can is an orange, and we can get them from Florida.
You got that right. Well, they took out all the orange groves in the 50s, where I was. I mean, they have destroyed. Look what they did to the Central Valley, which used to be flourishing with fabulous vegetation. They destroyed it because of the Agenda 21 crowd, and they got away with it.
Oh, the water flows to Pelosi's vineyard.
Of course it does, because she's a biatch. I hate her.
Whoa.
And guess what? Dianne Frankenfeinstein, that miserable witch, and her counterpart, Barbara Boxbrain, I can't stand her either because they're both of the same ilk. Oy vey, I'm telling you, they all have their nepotism as well. There was two or three items that Frankenfeinstein is actually trying. I think she's going to court over because she was trying to funnel all this stuff, you know, to her husband's enterprises. None of these people have the same last names because, see, they hide everything. They don't want anyone to know who's married to whom. But we find out because we have the superhighway now, and they can go pound sand as far as, you know, that's in my humble opinion. Go ahead.
Hey, I agree with you.
I mean, this is what's going on. It's crazy. It's pure nepotism. The same thing with the Keystone Pipeline, out of Canada. The reason that Barry, that evil freak, I think we lost Robert. He'll call back. Good old Buffett with his railroads, the rail ties. So that's why he put the kibosh on the Keystone, because that means that all that oil from Canada, if it's going to go anywhere, whether it goes to us or whether it goes south to South America or to Mexico, it's going to put more money into Buffett's pockets. And that's what happens, because Buffett's, you know, they do the same thing. One scratches one back and the other one does the other. And so, you know, all this money flows back into Obama's coffers for whatever he wants, whether it's MoveOn.org or, you know, Center for American Progress, whatever his crap is that he wants to do, or the Apollo Alliance, anything of Soros. I mean, they're all in bed together. They're just disgusting. And that's why we don't have the Keystone Pipeline. And the only people who have 3% unemployment in this damn country is North Dakota, because they're kicking ass. And I think everybody should do it. I don't hold my breath in California. We're sitting on more oil in California than damn Saudi Arabia's got right now. Can we get it? No. EPA has to go. We need a revolution. I told my friend the other day, she says, what do you think's going to happen? I says, besides World War III, I said, there's going to be two ways out of this. Either we have a decent revolution where we actually take back this government to the founding principles, or Christ comes back. And I said, I don't care which one comes first, because I'm done.
Oh, I had that little discussion today with someone about, we need to quit using the oil and the natural gas and stuff. And I asked him, just tell me this. Do you think that at some point, that if we never touch it, that at some point it won't build up pressure and explode on its own?
These people are so stupid, Bill. There's no accounting for this much stupidity. There isn't. There's no way to combat this.
Well, it's our education system, Linda.
I agree with you.
Our kids are being dumbed down on purpose. You cannot get that through some people's heads. They don't get it. Mainly because they don't want to have to take time out of their self, their lives, to do anything.
They are being lied to and indoctrinated since probably, way before AB 32 went into effect in California. I know California's just, they're pushing Common Core. I got proof of it sitting right in my living room. I plan to go to the next, whatever meetings I can go to and start waking people up. Believe me. I mean, there's websites, which was on Facebook, and I pulled into that one. I think it was yours or Barbara Decker or somebody, and we're trying to stop Common Core throughout the entire United States. Was it Sessions or somebody else?
It
was Sessions? Okay. Well, there's a lot of good people trying to stop it. I know Barton.
My governor just talked about it today here in Indiana.
Good.
And
good.
He's for putting it out. We haven't – it was blocked anyway, but he's for just going ahead and throwing it out.
And here's what happened. What happened in Texas, they got rid of C-Scope and Common Core all in one fell swoop. But Glenn and David Barton said, let's keep vigilant because they'll call it something else and bring it back in a month. You know, this is what they do.
That's how they do.
Oh, of course. And that's why everybody has to be careful. You have to look at it and you have to put the kibosh on it like before they even have the ink dry on their damn little pamphlets. That's what you have to do. And so, I mean, if you know that that's what you have to do, you have to go in and nip it in the bud before it even gets, you know what I mean, a toehold. It's absolutely something you have to keep your – and that's why everybody – I know, I think it was John Adams, I know Ben Franklin, good old Jefferson, even George Washington, he was the champion of government is a force, a horrible force that's like fire, and if you don't contain it and you don't control it, man, it will consume you big time, and that's what we're dealing with. Every time – and if it was up to me, I would – at this point, there would be a constitutional convention. There would be no federal government at this point. We've got our army. Just put them somewhere. I would take down that stupid NSA building in Utah and and get rid of – gut that out and say, here, you guys go hang out there. We'll feed you all day long. We'll get rid of the rest of this garbage. I'd rather give them the damn welfare than anybody else. This is ridiculous. No, this is nuts. We need 10th Amendment centers
when
all over
the place. When your government wants to know how many times you crap and pee a day, when your government wants to know every morsel you put in your mouth in a day, when the government wants to know every drop of water you use in a day, when a government wants to know what you tell your children and how you talk to your children to make sure you're not talking about their socialistic empire,
right.
People, there is no longer freedom.
I know. You're preaching. I know.
And I don't understand how people can just sit back, but I've been watching this since 2006, a little earlier.
Right.
And I didn't understand it then. I'm the last person anybody would ever figure would be doing what I do or be on the side I'm on.
I know. It's amazing. It's absolutely, it's astounding. Now, you know, Bill, I don't think anybody, you know, any of us 6-7 years ago even, you know, if somebody would have walked up to us and said, this is what you're going to be doing, and this is how many books you're going to read, and this is what you're going to be doing on Tuesdays and Wednesday afternoons on this internet thing, I would have looked at them like they had three heads and they just dropped off of Jupiter. I mean, you know, that's exactly where we're at. We, naturally, we could never even imagine it, but because of the fact that the guy who got elected in 2008 took off every pretense of being a conservative or anything even centrist or even a lefty and just walked out on the stage and started spouting Karl Marx, you know, in so many words, the hair on the back of my whole body, whatever the color they are, you know, little tiny ones, was just standing. I looked like a little porcupine. I mean, I went, holy, crying out loud, because you see, all up until then, number one, I wasn't paying attention, and then they were, you know, they were so very, very devious, and they were very careful not to say the words, you know, redistribution of wealth and fairness and all this common good nonsense, you see. So once that little cat was out of the bag, then this girl, I mean, that was when I got my grown-up girl, I say, after I was, you know, because when I was in my 20s, I shot guns with my ex-husband, but grown-up girl gun, I went down to Duncan's Gun Works, and I said, okay, what do you got in 9mm? So we went through that. Oh, yeah, I knew. I was
the first time I saw Obama, and he tried channeling John F. Kennedy,
first
thought was, someone who has to try to act like he's someone else is no one I would trust. That was my first thought of Obama.
Oh, the guy...
Turned out to be pretty right.
Yeah, and plus the fact that it came out shortly thereafter that he spent $2 million to hide everything and to seal his records. And once all these things finally got found out, and then Joe Arpaio still, you know, got plenty of security, thank God, or he's going to wind up dead like the rest of these people that could blow the whistle. But now I'm also hearing that somebody was saying on one of my emails in Patriot Depot or somewhere, Cowboy Bite, one of them said that this IRS scandal is about to blow wide open. And this was from a high-ranking news media organization. And I don't know which one.
What they're saying is the lowly minions that have been getting blamed are getting ready to speak out and point out who told them to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
and that will not bode well for Obama.
I hope not.
And that jackass that was blaming them the groups for Biley was their problem, why they got
crying out loud. Well, when Rod's talking about he could tell that Obama was, that he was a liar, look at the words on his forehead. But, yeah, he verified it later. Look, the stuff that came out just this week on Glenn's show, they put a really good montage together on all the horrible lies from the minute this guy took the stage, in 2008 to up to the present time. It's pretty horrendous. There's things there's things, Bill, and you and I know this, that the media doesn't even cover. Glenn Beck doesn't even cover. And I'm talking about the Extortion 17 with those SEALs that went down on the Chinook helicopter. And this was, and you've seen the videos. I sent those out to everybody.
Yeah.
These kind of scandals just make my blood boil.
You got the EPA was doing the same thing with the IRS.
I know.
You've got the EPA was also has fake email addresses so that
Right.
Then you've got the IRS targeting conservatives. Then you've got the IRS stealing healthcare information. Then you got IRS. You got the IRS again involved with.
And there was another scandal with the HHS just coming out with Sebelius. Wasn't that something that just hit the news?
Sebelius has been going out and soliciting private donations. She cannot do that for the health care bill. That takes Congress to do that, to fund the health care. So she's violating that while she's doing that. Apparently, it ain't as cheap as she claimed.
Oh,
she has to go out and solicit money to start it.
That woman is one of the – she, you know who she reminds me of? She reminds me of a blonde-headed Valerie Jarrett. That's who she reminds me of. I don't like her. I don't
trust
her.
And I got to tell you, it's sad that a little girl fighting for her life, and Sebelius is the person people have to turn to, someone who supports murdering babies left and right.
Oh, these people, look, and that's another one that never made the news. And there was two others with the Gosnell trial. All the lame-brained Marxist media, those evil fifth column, as we know what they are, they're just traitors. And you're right, co-conspirators, hell, just try them for treason. They might as well be, because they don't love this country. They hate it. It's obvious.
Now you got Nidal Hassan going to represent himself, but we're going to have to pay thousands of dollars for his staff.
Yeah, and you know what else I heard too? When you talk about that clown from the Fort Hood deal, look, he has a fool for a client. I think it's ridiculous that he's not being tried by a military tribunal to begin with. And I also heard that, just recently, I think it was a month or so ago, how the days flow by, because they keep throwing more merit at us minute by minute. And Obama goes out on his perpetual campaign trail. That's all he knows how to do, is be a Saul Alinsky organizer. And he goes out and says, we're going to close Guantanamo Bay. Well, I got an email from some organization. I can't remember which bloggers did it, but they said, that the Senate and the House said there is no way they're completely against it and they're not going to let him do it. I hope they give him so much hell for the next 3 years or whatever's left. I mean, I'm serious, Bill. I hope they make his life miserable because he's making mine miserable.
Oh, did he sign the treaty?
The UN Arms Treaty?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about that. But doesn't it have to be ratified by Senate?
Well, yeah, but if he got it signed, it can sit who knows how long.
Yeah, I got – you know what? We've got – this is why I'm praying when this financial thing hits, Bill, that we're all in Indiana together because I am a sitting duck. It scares the out of me. I do not want to have to – because this is – we're going to be in survival mode, and we're going to be the ones literally to take back this country and start over the right way. If we can make it,
that's
where I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen.
Myself, I think we're sitting on a powder keg at any time can explode for any one of the number of reasons.
Right, because
the idiots on July 4th is going to go with their guns to the Capitol.
Well, that guy got arrested.
To me, that's setting us up for martial law.
Yeah, that guy got arrested already. according to Facebook.
He got arrested, but he's got a whole bunch of followers that are still going to do it.
Well, they just had one in, what was it, someplace, Tempe, Texas or something, some Temple, Texas, whatever it was. They just had an armed march, and there was no problem, so they were ticked off about something. I can't remember what it was. Oh, they were protesting against the guy who was walking down a back road with his son, and they were harassing him huge. The police department, whoever it was, I don't know if it was DHS or the police, but he was actually arrested for no damn good reason. And so there was like, I don't know how many, there was hundreds,
well, that's
if not
in a
thousands.
Small town in Texas.
Yes.
You start going to the capitals.
I know.
You don't know. I mean, look at some of these idiots we've got sitting in D.C. and other places. I'm against that show right now. I don't think that's a needed thing.
Right.
And it's antagonizing them to do something drastic.
I know. What they're waiting for, Bill, what I really think they're waiting for is the financial crash. And everybody knows it's coming. These guys know it's coming. Anybody who's read...
As I've said, amnesty is an instant crash.
Yeah, that's... Oh, God, please. I'm praying they don't get this. Somebody's got to wake them up. But you know what? All the pushback with Numbers USA is helping. Alipac's helping. Everybody that's down here fighting. Our group, Jeff Schwilk down here, he's fighting. We're doing everything we can, Bill. I know you guys do the same thing in Indiana.
I'm with Cherie Calabro and Greg Serpin of iFire in Indiana.
Good.
IFIRE. And
okay.
I work with these people. They're awesome.
Yep.
They've been doing this for a while. I worked with them before. I'm a member of Alipac. If you look up Alipac Boycotts Huckabee and go down the list of names, you'll see my name as head director of choice.
Awesome.
And I'm frequent numbers every day just about.
Good. Well,
I send faxes and emails.
They send them to me. I just click on it and do what they ask. You know, I go through it and check it out and make sure that I'm making my own comments and doing the things I need to do as well. And I always try to send stuff off to people, whether it's Facebook or whether it's my regular emails, whether it's coming from the Jay Sekulow's American Justice Law Center, all this stuff. You know, we've got good people trying to help us. Thank God.
I wish I had a chalkboard with this show.
Oh yeah. Well, no, we
because
need.
Because I'd like to put up the math with the debt clock, the illegal immigration, and then the amnesty, the real numbers.
Yep.
Closer than what they're telling you,
and then
show you the instant impact of what this is going to do to you.
Oh my God! Not only that, look. Even if it wasn't financial, look what's going to happen when Syria blows up and World War III hits. We have no border protection. We have nothing. We're toast right now. Can you imagine with World War III how much hell we're going to be in? I'm in the and where I live, I need to get out of here because I don't know how much time we have left. I just wish I knew when it was going to hit, but I can't go yet. I don't know what to do. I don't know. And then I'm worried about if they clamp down with martial law, will they even let me leave the state? That's what's pissing me off.
Well.
That's,
you got to understand, under Agenda 21, you won't be allowed to travel unless they say you can, and then you'll have to travel by their train.
That's
because
right.
You won't be allowed to own a vehicle.
Oh, I know. Well,
now, I know a lot of guys out here in this country that if they had any brain in their head, if you just explained to them Agenda 21 and they won't be allowed to own a car, you might have a hell of a fight going on.
Yeah, you need to get that word out to these people. I know, and it's real difficult to do. I'm in the same boat. Tomorrow night there is a city council meeting, and it's got a huge stuff agenda on it. There's like a million points that we can speak on, and I plan to go tomorrow because I've got my buddies across the street and my patriots here who are trying to help Oceanside. I'm going to take my stuff that I've been wanting to get to these guys for 2 months, and I'm just going to unload and say, no, this is not right. You guys are crazy. And I'm going to tick some people off because I'm going to agree with Kern on this outdoor smoking thing. I had to quit smoking. I wish I could have one right now. But this crap about stifling people's liberties more and more and more, I'm against it completely. You know, I'm just totally against it. I've had it with these people. I've had it with the fascism. And I'm going to say I've had it with the fascism. And if California gets any more Mussolini-like, I will figure out how to get out of here sooner than later. I'm serious. I'll tell them. I've had it. It's stupid.
This last week, we were so proud. Our granddaughter, Kiara, the little one that you met.
Yes.
Straight A's.
Oh, yay.
All kinds of accolades from her teacher.
Is that the one who loves the shells?
Yes.
She's so cute. And the one that was in Dides and just barely cruising around, she was so cute. What was her name?
That's Crimson.
Oh, gosh.
And, she comes in our house. The first thing she does is run to Papaw.
Oh, my God. And she had the curliest blonde locks I've ever seen on a kid.
Oh, she has the biggest eyes.
You know who? Yeah, she looks like a cross between Shirley Temple and a Keats painting. Absolutely gorgeous.
They will be there this year.
Yay. Yeah, we're going to have a blast. I got me and Rod Luke.
We are.
I don't know who, but we are going to have a ball. And I'm praying that we can. In fact, I'm going to send more emails. I know, Rod, you got to get over there. Because if I can get Robert Kaplan to go, you got to go too. And just get on a plane.
Rod, you would love it, my brother. You would love it.
Oh, man, you got to get over there.
It's peaceful.
It is fabulous.
And if we damn well had to, we could probably defend it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, wasn't that Ron that said to you? Remember he was sitting there, you guys were sitting out looking over all that stuff, and Ron says, hell, we'll just take over the whole park. You got to love Golden's ideas, man. He's so quiet. He knows where to go, how to do stuff.
We were there yesterday. He was there Saturday, and one of the guys came up to me and said, well, didn't you hear last year? He's the guy that does the film stuff.
Oh,
and
cool.
I said, yeah. And he's like, awesome. I said, he goes, same group coming back? I said, well, we're bringing extras this time.
Oh, God. Oh, man, that's so cool. Yeah, it's just amazing.
We got at least 20 people camping.
Oh, good, 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 good. And, oh, yeah, Rod, Yola's got her car picked out. I've got my plane tickets. I've had them for weeks. I'm actually going to drive myself to the airport. There's a pretty good deal for, you know, indoor parking over there per day for whatever time. So I don't have to worry about somebody taking me on that end of it. But it should be pretty cool. We'll just see how things go. You got to go, Rod. And we're trying to get Robert Kaplan. Every time we talk about it, we're pushing him to come because Terry's coming. I mean, Terry Rowland's going to be there. That's enough to get anybody going. And Ron and his wife. So we just got to do it, man. It's just amazing. We've got a lot of things to talk about with each other. You know, we've got a lot of things to plan on because, like I said, it's getting dicey out there. We're not only going to have these idiots from D.C. coming down on our derrieres and the Sacramento conehead Mussolinis, we're going to have the whole globe on our butts, you know, because if we have World War III, Bill, we are going to be in so much pain. There's going to be so many if that doesn't bankrupt this country and put us into martial law, I'd like to know what the hell would do it. Let me tell you, you know, because amnesty can be expensive, but world wars, that trumps it right there. You know that.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know that. We're
did you
done.
Wonder, did you ever wonder why we are so many are so supportive of amnesty? Realizing that of the amnesty people, a huge percentage of them are Mexicans, and the Mexican government is about the most corrupt government on the earth. We are catering to the Mexican government because we're bringing their people here so they can send money back there. Has our government ever went after the Mexican government? Because you got to admit, what did they do to stop the illegal drug trade?
Nothing. Rod's asking about how far to of a drive to camp. You don't have to drive, Rod. Once you're in Delaney, you're camp. Is that correct, Bill?
Mm-hmm.
You're there. There's campgrounds. It's amazing. You got to see this place to believe it. Tell him the. Let me type the website in for him. What is it? Delaney Creek.
Delaney Creek Park. .com.
Okay. Okay, go to that one, Rod, and don't put any spaces in there, and you'll get all the stuff. It's gorgeous. We had a blast. I mean, you got to do it. And they had dogs there last time, didn't they?
Some people did. I don't know.
Yeah, because Yola said Rod should have come because they had dogs there. So nobody said nothing to him. And oh, it's about 40 miles. If you're going to Louisville, it's 40 miles north, isn't it, Bill?
About 40, 45 miles north.
Yeah, it's not that bad. If there's no traffic, it's not that bad. We got the damn traffic. So, but I'm coming to Indianapolis because it's the only place I could get the right timing and the right price. So, okay, cool. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, Rod, it depends on what time you want to get there. I know Ron Golden was saying he was trying to get there early, maybe a day early. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it comes together, but I'm excited about it. And, well, we got 24 minutes.
We're going to have music there, Rod. We're going to cook steaks on Saturday night. We're going to have tenderloins on Sunday. So me and my buddies will be
there.
It's
going
to be good. We'll be pounding the meat out, double dipping it, and
he's asking, if he flies in, should he rent a car, or I guess it depends on where you're going. What do you think, Bill?
Well, I could find someone to pick him up at an airport.
Because you got a whole clan coming, yeah. Yeah, they're gonna Rod. They're gonna pick me up in Indianapolis apparently, because of course I'd be lost trying to find Delaney from the big streets. I'm sure. So unless somebody mapped it out for me, you know, with very specific stick figures for me,
I could. Fair sized city.
Yeah.
But you're coming in on the south side of it and heading south. So you don't really get into the bulk of it. You're still going to be on Interstate 65 for about 65, 70 miles.
Okay.
And then through the country till you get to the lane.
Okay. So a little over an hour maybe. So as long as I... Yeah, okay. And then if they stop at a liquor store, which I hope they do, I don't need to go to the big stores. I just need to get wines, you know. That's it.
Well, I will tell them not to stop at a liquor store till they hit Happy Herman's in Brownstown.
There you go. There you go. There you go.
That's the last liquor store before you get to Delaney.
That's all I need. You know, that'll be perfect. So it says something about to get from airport to camp, to Delaney camp. He's talking about getting there. Yeah. Rod, if you can do all the Googling and the GPSing and all that stuff and get a car, yeah, you can go that way. It says, I would not need to put anyone out. Just he could rent a car to and from. He's thinking about renting a car, Bill, so that would be actually fun. So,
Because we may want to go somewhere and he may want to drive.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's going to be great.
I know some of us guys are going on Saturday morning over to shoot squirt guns.
Yes, we are.
And then we're...
Just make sure I have my coffee and it's not, like, real early. If I drink wine Friday night, I may have to drink a little bit.
I gotta tell you, I know for sure at least two of us, Chad and I, are early risers.
Oh, God. Just make sure that coffee is hot and I can get some food in my belly before I start doing squirt.
Believe me, Linda, I don't wake my wife up.
I know, okay. No problem. Anyway, so like I said, we got about 20 minutes left, and Rod,
folks,
we got to get you out
there. Yeah, Rod, this would be great just to have you. That would be the final thing for it.
We don't know. Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, well, like I said, and then we're going to I'll probably be chatting with you guys sometime tomorrow on Facebook. We'll try to get Terry and Ron and everybody on the Patriot Family Site deal. And Rod, you're welcome to join us after Terry's show. It would be 4:30 my time. I think it's 7:30 everybody else's time after she's finished. We can go to Patriot Families and figure out Blog Talk Radio and our site. So we can do that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when we get together in Delaney, I've still got my little notepad. I want to talk about everybody figuring out what's going to happen in the future so we can have enough sustainability for ourselves.
I got to tell you, I got a friend,
uh-huh.
and he asked me if we would be interested in putting in a campground. He'll put in the lake and want to know if we would put in a campground. He wants our kind of people there.
Wow. Awesome. You mean like a business?
I mean, or- no, like a private campground.
Oh, neat. Okay. We'll have to, when we're all together.
Something else we can talk about.
Absolutely. Because, you know, it depends on what my situation's going to be with how things go in California, because we're fighting against the rent control stuff. And that means if they don't screw with us and close down these mobile home parks, that means I might get enough money out of this to, you know, actually buy something someday. But if not, I would be limited to about $11,000 or $12,000 cash to go in with somebody on something. So,
well, I'm looking at, you know, let's put it this way. I think if we find the right place,
right,
we're not going to have a problem on finances.
Okay, but that's as high as I can go.
If we all pitch in raising animal, raising some livestock,
absolutely.
A little bit of livestock here and there, rabbits, chickens, and stuff.
Absolutely.
And we all plant a garden and we harvest it and we put it
got
away
it.
And you know, hey, we can just about get self-sufficient. If this guy puts in a lake and we was there, we'd
oh
have
God.
A steady supply of fish. And you'd have to see this guy's place. Right now he needs his grass mowed. He's fighting cancer. So
oh
he's
my
hard
gosh.
On him. But
right.
you would have to see his place. It's a place you could fade back into and it'd be hard. It'd be a hard route to get to you.
Good, good. Yeah, we're. Oh, you know, these are things we got to think about because you know, how it's like we've said. We know what's coming. We can see it. We just don't know when and how soon. And the way things are heating up, the Fabian socialists have almost got it to the point, and they've been hammering their little, you know.
And now
taking
I'm going to complain about the Indiana state taxes. Now,
oh my God!
Just now got informed.
Okay.
They're saying the same thing that I fought for last year. We fought the IRS for 10, 11, 12 months on.
Oh, my goodness.
I already won there. Well, now my state's saying the same thing. So now I got to prove to them that it's like, oh, my God.
I know. No, it never ends. No, it doesn't. Absolutely. Anyway, so if you want to, since only me and Rod are in the chat room, if you want to wind up a little early, we can do that, and then we'll get ready for tomorrow's deal after, you know, we'll go to Patriot Family Site right after Terry's show. That would be awesome.
All right. That's a good deal. I'll say 7:15 on Thursday.
Well, let's see. She starts at 6, and then she goes till 7:30 for her show.
Well,
she's
she goes
done.
To 7:30. We'll start it at about 5 minutes after that.
Got it. Yeah, we'll go.
And,
no problem.
We'll get the word to Yell so she can get the message out
okay.
to everybody. And
okay.
I think that, in my own opinion, Rom is the choice.
Oh, yeah, if he's got, like I said.
Got to convince Rom.
I know. Well, got to convince his other half, too, because she's she takes up a lot of his time. I know the grandkids do as well, but, you know, so.
Well.
Which is fine. Well, you know, let's just figure that out because we got to. And did you ever find out from Hollis how to pay Blog Talk, or is that something we can figure out on our own? I know Ron probably knows.
I'm going to try to figure out a way to get him some money here in the next day or two, if I can somehow, to keep us on the air until we get all this straightened out. And
yeah.
Hollis is going to help us, you know, transition and everything. He's going to help us revamp the site. He's going to, you know.
Good.
So once we got the site revamped, and once we got everything turned, you know, who's what,
right,
and stuff, then it's back to just getting drawn in the money to help pay for it. And I'm here to tell you, I pledge at least I will at least put in $50-$60 a month at least.
Yeah, because I don't know how much.
Going.
Yeah, I don't
like
know how much.
$100. It's like $100 a month for the site and. And the radio shows.
Okay. So I know the radio shows are around $40 a month, so I don't know what they're charging him for that Patriot Family site. Must be a pretty penny. So, yeah, we'll figure it out. Why don't we get a figure and divide it And then amongst so many people, we'll see what we can come up with.
All right, whatever. But we got to do something quick here.
I know, because you had the conversation. So we'll try to do that Thursday night. Tomorrow's my show, and I'm going to do this little promo, and you can hang in there with me, and I'll find some music. And, Rod, I'm so glad that you hung in for the whole time. I'll be right back. Just give me about 41 seconds here.
Blog Talk Radio and Patriot Family is where you need to be if you want to be informed and inspired 5 days a week. On Monday at 7:30 p.m., you can listen to the Constitution Hour. On Tuesday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Patriot Family Chat. On Wednesday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Right from the Left Coast. On Thursday at 6 p.m., you can listen to Patriot Education. And on Friday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Exposed but Never Forgotten. All times are Eastern Standard Time. Hope to see you there.
Okay, we're back, and I just Rod had a question for Bill. He says, does Bill do any country singing or picking and strumming?
I've been known to do a little bit singing, and I used to play the drums and stuff. But I have some relatives and some friends that'll be there, and they're country pickers. You can look up Max Gambrell, Gambrell, on YouTube. That's my little cousin. They'll be there.
Wow, that's amazing. I can't find that one. Go ahead and talk. I was just looking for stuff.
I will warn you, there's going to be a guy there who not only looks like Ted Nugent, he plays guitar like Ted Nugent.
How fun. Oh, my gosh.
I may have to put a muzzle on him. Because he's as foul-mouthed as Ted Nugent. We overlook him. We've known him all his life. But he's an awesome guitar player. There's some of these guys, Tyson Scott. You will like him, Rod. You will like him. Tyson is a country-style picker. What's that song he sings?
Oh, I can't remember.
I'm looking at his brother. That's Jenny. Chad can't remember because it's Chad's brother.
It's my brother.
Oh, we got, I don't know who the guest is, but we're getting ready to wind up in a second, but welcome. Let me see if I can find this thing. Oh, God. There's
so
much stuff.
We've got so much going on in our country, and we get taken in so many directions. And what we really need is for us all to come together as people, as Americans, and say, wait a minute, we're tired of the crap from both sides. And we're tired of the lies. We're tired of all the misdirection. We're tired of you constantly interfering in our lives and wanting to control every aspect of our lives. It's time it's time the people that's been in charge get the hell out of the way and let us straighten out the mess you created.
Oh yeah, that ain't gonna happen without a rev. I got news for you as far as it's not, they're not gonna give up their power. They're not gonna go, what I mean, Bill?
Like
they're not.
Said, if I could have one wish, I wish we could have a list right now. If everybody globally invested in carbon exchanges.
Well, we got Sacramento under, steroid strudel. He signed AB 32, so that's one. We got Al Gore. We've got all the rest of these clowns. You got everybody in the UN. You got the EPA and the Obama administration. So that's
a few. If we could have a list that we could put out to the public where they could actually read it and see all these people who's pushing this fake man-made global warming and how they're all set to reap the profits off of the
I know.
Carbon tax.
Right. Well, the worst part is, I mean, we know that the people that are getting money off of it are bad enough and they're evil enough, but the other ones where it's not just about money, it's about total control, they're the ones who make my blood boil, believe me. I mean, they're the ones who are going to be burning in for all eternity, as far as I can see. I'm telling you, I don't see any other way. Again, these people are powerful. They're so, I mean, just take a look at what we talked about yesterday. When you look at the kind of wealth, when you have somebody like J.P. Morgan, who is more wealthy than the entire government of the United States of America, and that was in the 1900s, you've got – that's craziness. That's – and I'm not saying that that's good or bad. I mean, God bless somebody that makes that kind of money, but, of course, what they do with it, if they're perpetrating evil, is not good. But, you know, right, and if it's illegal and it's unconstitutional and it's really heinous, then you got to stop them from doing that. You don't take their money away. You just put them in jail. That's all, you know, so they can't do harm to other folks. But this is what I'm saying. This kind of that kind of money and that kind of wealth, like the Rothschilds and the rest of them, my God, of course they're going to feel like gods. But you know what? They're not. And they're going to find out someday. They're going
to
find out.
I would remind them, they are just like Caligula.
Yep.
Caligula demanded he be worshipped as a god.
He was also crazy, like a loon.
Well, so are these people who want to be worshipped and think they're above everybody like some kind of god.
Of course.
They're no different.
But, you know, the only one that I would think was on par with Caligula as far as complete nutsoness inside the mind would be Hitler. I mean, those two, you know, and I hate O'Vomit, but I think he's just a rotten black-hearted puppet.
He is a community organizer. It's all he knows how to do. That's why that's all he does.
But I think he's also a Luciferian, and I think he's completely misguided, and he's been puppeted into this. And I think he's evil, and I know he hates this country, and I think his wife hates this country, and everybody who's evil and rotten and degenerate and perverted is who he surrounds himself with, whether it's Buffett or Soros or Kevin Jennings.
Let's send his wife to live in Iran. And let's send him to live in
Yemen,
upper Russia.
Let's send him to Pakistan, where they stone homosexuals, or any of those places that stone them.
Oh yeah, there you go. Because
that's what he is.
A Muslim country.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and somebody
there is the nonsense of the gay population. You think this guy is pushing for you and helping you out, and in the same time, if you would look around. He is trying to set you up to be slaughtered by Muslims with Sharia law.
Oh, my God. We got to fight this stuff, Bill. I'm telling you. I mean, serious. And we're going to get together tomorrow. There's no one listening that I can tell unless they're someplace in cyberspace. They're not in the chat room. But I want to thank you so much for a great show. We did good. We covered a lot of stuff because we needed to. And we're going to keep fighting these guys. We're going to do everything we can by going to city councils. I got to go tomorrow, but hopefully you can tune in tomorrow at my show. I'm only going to do an hour, so that'll be really cool. And God bless, and I'm looking so forward to Delaney. And I'm going to go ahead and play a couple minutes or whatever of this.
Well, God bless you, Linda.
No, God bless.
And I'm looking forward to seeing everybody here at
Delaney. I know. Yeah, it's going to be fun. Okay. God bless you, brother.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Too many people in America fear their government, and the government is being run by too many powerful agencies like the IRS and others. I think it's time the people take the country back through their representative government.
Good night.